Breakfast with Bongani Bingwa on 702. Let's walk the talk.
The silly season, warned the minister in the presidency, Simon Dugungubele, last week when we had him on the show, basically suggesting that in the run-up to the ANC's elective congress in December, we can expect controversies as ambitious politicians jostle for positions in the governing party. And that means much of what counts for public debate is going to be a distraction, warns the veteran journalist and author Songe Zozibi. We dare not take our eye off the ball, and there are many issues we can think about. High unemployment numbers, the police crisis we spoke about yesterday, the inability of the state to provide basic services in so many parts of the country. Think about water, electricity, bucket toilets, poor roads, few schools and hospitals. The list is almost endless. And many of us don't even bother to vote anymore because we don't think it'll make a difference. We feel all alone. So what are we to do? Well, Zibi has launched a new think tank, is calling the Rivonia Circle, and says no one will give us the future we want. We must pursue it ourselves. And he joins us on the line. A very good morning to you, and thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning, Bongani, and to the listeners. Good to be with you.
So I've been speaking to South Africans, black and white, who are saying, listen, get out whilst you can. Now, for those of us who can't or won't, do we throw our hands in despair? What can we do?
Absolutely not, Bongani. I think even the South Africans who can leave shouldn't, but staying means exercising a choice to do something about our problems. I think that we have three problems in the main. The first is that we don't appear to be able to imagine new solutions to the old problems that we have. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the quality of the leadership we have, especially in the public space, is not so good. It's actually quite bad in some instances. And the third thing is that we suffer from a problem of endless analysis of the problems. But analyzing the problem to death doesn't provide you with a solution. And I think we need to work on the ideas, work on the quality leaders that we need, and to engage in various forms of action on the basis of solid ideas to build a future.
You talk, you use the Xhosa word, right, which roughly means somebody who's become accustomed to living in filth and not doing anything about it. Is it your sense that we've come to accept this as our fate?
I think subconsciously we have, Bongani, because I think if we had not, we would put action to our outrage. And yet all we do is we talk. And I think sometimes taking a step back and looking at the real state of our circumstances and being realistic about what is going to get us out of it is important. I think we have become amakelegu in a sense. And that's somebody in another context who doesn't take care of the affairs of their home.
So what does the Rivonia Circle seek to do? Is it going to be another mid-rand group, whiskey drinking sessions by the elite class?
No, not at all. This is going to be a proper institution. So we're going to have four programs very quickly, Bongani. The first is going to be the research by experts, but we will couple that with a second arm of that project, which is dialogues and conversations with South Africans from all walks of life, but structured dialogues outside the metro areas as well, which means going to East London and Nelspruit and Polokwane and Kimberley and Upington and all of these places to understand how these problems affect people. The third is that we absolutely must have a leadership program, and we will have one, because saying we don't have good leadership doesn't provide a solution. So we will have a world-class leadership development program. And finally, it is our intention to make sure that as many South Africans as possible understand what's going on, what the key policy issues are, what the suggestions are on the table are, so that they can make informed political opinions. And we're going to do that digitally and face-to-face over the coming months and years.
Is it just, though, up to the politicians? What can an active citizenry do to take our fate in our own hands?
Well, this is the thing. So the political is personal, Bongani. And one of the things we propose is that actually every action that we take must be deliberate. It must be focused on an idea. and we must pursue it until it is done. That is political action. The mistake we have made since 1994 is to say there are professional politicians who must solve our problems. We must go on and live our lives and have nice things. That hasn't worked out so well, has it?
So what do we do? I mean, practically, what can an ordinary person listening to us who says, okay, Sungas, I don't want to leave. I can, but I don't want to leave. How do I stay and be able to sleep at night?
So the first thing they need to do, Bongani, is to visit our website, erevoniacircle.org. There is a contribution tab there. I'll tell you why this is important. The problem has been going to the same people who caused the problem and say, please fix it without a solution. We are going to design solutions, so they must please be part of that solutions-driven action. And then that changes the nature of the demand to public and political institutions. Instead of fix this, we say, we need you to do A, B, C, D, and E. Here's a roadmap, and it needs to happen by a certain time. And we are going to participate continuously in democratic processes at local, provincial, and national level to make sure that what we want happens. If you're not going to do what we want, we're going to vote for somebody else who will.
At the very least, what it suggests is that this is going to be an ongoing conversation. Appreciate your time as always. Sungas Ozibi, the chairman of the Rivonia Circle.